Chapter 10.
I have a very bad feeling about this, Luke said slowly. He was still blinking, as if he could erase the sight.
Yeah, I think you're right,
Hans said. He turned to Chewie.
Lock in the auxiliary power.
The Millennium Falcon gave a sharp jerk, as if it had slammed into an invisible wall. Han gave the controls a tug, reaching up to try to adjust the power, but they were already flying at full speed. A prickle of panic ran down his spine before he could stamp it out.
Why are we still moving toward it?
Luke asked.
We're caught in a tractor beam,
Han said, struggling to control his outrage.
There's nothing I can do. It's pulling us in.
Right into the open hangar of the enormous battle station. They were taking his ship. The Imperials were actually taking the Falcon. And this time, he had a feeling they weren't going to let him and Chewie off with a slap on the wrist. He swiveled in his seat, resentment steaming through him as he looked from a dumbstruck Luke to an unruffled Ben. They should never have taken this job. Forget the money. The Falcon was all Han had to his name. And unless he could think on his feet, he wouldn't even have that.
You're not going to get me without a fight,
he told the others, facing forward again. A hand settled lightly on his shoulder.
You can't win, Ben said. But there are alternatives to fighting. Tell me, are there smuggling compartments on this ship?
Han raised an eyebrow.
No many successful smugglers without them?
Chewie barked out a nervous question as the ship was tugged toward the gaping mouth of the open hangar.
No, I know what he's getting at,
Han said, putting a steadying hand on his co-pilot's arm. As much as he hated to admit it, Tatooine's twin sons hadn't completely dried out the old man's brain.
Go open the compartments and get everyone inside. I'll take care of things up here.
You might want to jettison escape pods, Ben said as Chewie stood and started to usher them out of the cockpit.
You know how expensive those are to replace?
Han asked, outraged.
More or less valuable than your life, was the calm response.
Han was still muttering about old men and their stupid questions when he turned back to the console and went to work writing up a quick notation in the captain's log.
Abandoned ship upon entering the Alderaan system due to safety concerns. With a resigned sigh, he launched the empty escape pods. He listened to the pop and hiss as the restraints released and sent them spiraling into space. His escape pods, from his ship, the one he'd won in a perfect stroke of luck during a game of cards. The one he'd spent years modifying and repairing. The one that had never let him down. Not when it counted. Han wasted a few moments watching the battle station edge closer and closer. He powered down the ship and turned sharply on his heel, his boots clicking softly as he made his way back toward the others. His ship. The Millennium Falcon already had quite a record to her name in just smuggling charges. Han had never claimed to be the brightest star twinkling in the sky, but he could put two and two together. Being tied to the Empire's hunt for those droids would sink both him and his ship. When they got out of this, he would need to repaint her, alter her appearance, give her a new name. It was that, or buy a new ship. But that thought was like a laser blast to the chest. He couldn't give up on her. So many people had given up on Han. He couldn't do that to his ship. The smuggling compartments were hidden beneath the floor of one of the ship's narrow hallways. The latch to release them was virtually invisible if he didn't know where to look. Chewie had left one of the floor plates up for him.
How close do you think we are?
He heard Luke ask.
Too close.
Han crouched down, peering into the cramped space before sliding inside. The compartment was so shallow, he had to crouch down to fit. Chewie must have been folded in half or curled on his side. When Han turned, he got a mouthful of Wookiee hair. Well. Smuggling himself on his own ship.
This was definitely a first. One of them had the thought to power off the droids, at least, though the protocol droid's foot was wedged into his back.
Ouch! That was my knee! Luke cried.
Chewie rumbled out a low apology.
Quiet now, Ben said. We should be passing into the docking bay momentarily.
Luke let out a small gasp of surprise as the ship dropped sharply once and then again. The second drop rattled them around like dice in a cup. A deafening screech of metal against metal made Han wince.
The ship had all but belly-flopped onto the hangar floor. He hadn't been able to deploy the landing gear without giving them away.
Finally, someone must have gotten control of the cockpit remotely, because the ship rose on its landing gear. The ship's boarding ramp creaked as it was lowered. To distract himself, Han started mentally adding up the astronomical cost of repairs. But once the troops flooded in, their boots pounding the floor and their voices buzzing out commands, they were impossible to ignore.
Search this ship, every centimeter of it. The escape pods have been deployed, sir. The captain's log indicates they abandoned ship.
The sickening thought of Imperial filth tracking their dirt into his ship faded as realization set in. Stormtroopers must have passed right over them a dozen times, and never once did they seem to stop or slow. They were going to get away with it. All that was left to do was wait.